welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. It is Sunday, April 21st. It's Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to everyone out there who celebrates Easter. And today we've got a show for you. So today's topic is cancer therapy ineffective. Holy Christ. Yep, you heard that right. Today, I'm going to examine the information provided by the doctor-censored website itself on cancer. So you can hear it straight from the medical-industrial complex itself. And as always, think happens. Now, in order to introduce this topic, we have to first take a look at healthy people. So once you look at healthy people and use that as a yardstick, then it makes it a lot easier to sort through what you may or may not be receiving in terms of information. All right. So I went back to 2017 because statistics for 2017 are available. And in that year, there were 326 million people in the United States. And 2.8 million people that year died. Yep, they died. It was over. This turned out to be 0.9% or 9 per 1,000 or 0.9 per 100. Those are all the same thing. So whatever number is easier for you to latch onto, put it up here in your brain. Okay, so a healthy person, we take a healthy population, just average. So these healthy people basically have on average a 0.9% chance of dying in any given year. This is car accidents, homicides, suicides, whatever. All causes of death. Trauma, anything. In other words, things unrelated to cancer, just by the way. So this is an average, and this means over a five-year period, 4.5% chance of dying from all causes, including random events. So a healthy person, walking down the street, has a five-year survival of 95.5%. So in 5 years, 95.5% of all the people who are alive today will still be alive, all right, with or without medical intervention. All right. This means any disease with a five-year survival of more than 95.5%, it means a person was healthy or never sick. Okay, so someone tells me I have a disease, and it's deadly. It's going to kill me. Oh, but if my chances of dying over a five-year period is less than 4.5%, or my chances of surviving over a five-year period is 95.5% or more, then that person's just BSing me. They're just having fun with me. They're just, I don't know, wasting my time, or who knows what they're doing. So, further, 95.5% is also the maximum survival to expect from medical therapy. So if a condition has a survival rate of 95.5% or more, should not be treated. Now, I have to pause right here and say, this is my numerical analysis. You may not agree. As with all things, you should do your own research and draw your own conclusions. And this is very, very important to do because everybody's different. And so with my particular slant on life or view on life, like, this makes a lot of sense to me. It may or may not be okay for you. So you got to do your own research. And, I mean, there are people out there who take information and twist it to their own needs, but you need to take information and twist it to your needs and just take a look at it. So don't trust, the preacher. Get your own copy of the Bible, read it, get your own education. Grandma's grandma may have had some great therapies and ideas, which might work today, which might not work today. But you need to take on the mantle and responsibility of doing your own research and deciding what's best for you. Personally, 62 years old, and I've decided especially after my husband died, that all I wanted to do was live a healthy life, an active life, the rest of my days. That may not be what you have in mind. Or maybe what I have in mind in terms of activity is different from what you might have in mind. So a different health program might be appropriate for you. For me, you know, I put rocks in my backpack and hike down the hill, buy my groceries, take the rocks out, put the groceries in, hike back up the mountain. And, you know, this is the kind of lifestyle I have. And I do splits and exercise and enjoy myself and have sex with men half my age. My priorities may not be your priorities, but you've got to do what you think is the right thing. And as for turpentine, or paint thinners, not all paint thinners turpentine. And so you've got to make an assessment as to what you have, whether it's right for you, and you need to figure out how to test your turpentine and decide what you want to do. And if research is too difficult for you, then maybe what you want is the standard of care. We're going to talk about that today. And again, we all know where the standard of care ends. It's pretty standard. But you've got to do your own research and get the rest of the story. You may even want to research, who knows, the standard of care. And I would suggest checking into Paul Harvey. Ask yourself, what would Paul Harvey do? You don't know who Paul Harvey is? Look him up. Someone worth knowing. So do your own homework, draw your own conclusions, and there you have it. All right. So armed with this background logic, let's go to the cancer.net site for cancer. Let's check it out. Now, as my mother would always say, God bless her, she would say, Jennifer, when you have information, you have to consider the source. Consider the source. So I say, let's consider the source. So here we are, cancer.net. And it says, in the section, and it says about us. I think that's like way cool, but they tell us about who they are. And so it says the best cancer care starts with the best cancer information. With nearly 45,000 members who are leaders in advancing cancer care, the American Society of Clinical Oncology is the voice of the world's cancer physicians, right? This is the voice of cancer physicians. This is who we are relying on for our information today. The voice of the world's cancer physicians. So cancer physicians are speaking. And this website brings the expertise and resources of this society to people who are living with cancer and those who care for and about them. Well-informed patients with this information are their own best advocates and invaluable partners for physicians. I'll bet they are. So this website provides timely, comprehensive information to help patients and families make informed healthcare decisions. And of course, it's supported by the Conquer Cancer Foundation. So they raise money constantly. Now, this is important to know. The cancer.net has an editorial board. What's an editorial board? It's a board who oversees the content on the cancer.net site. These are people who censor the information. Nothing wrong with censorship, but you just need to know when you're looking at information if it's being censored and who it's being censored by. So this is being censored by the cancer.net editorial board. You don't want to take a peek and see who's on this board. All right, so here's the editorial board. We've got a doctor, another doctor, another doctor, another doctor, another doctor, more doctors, and doctors, and doctors, and doctors. So we've got lots of doctors here on this editorial board. We have pictures of these doctors as well. So we have a site edited and censored by doctors. All right, this is not good or bad. It's just that we need to know where the information is coming from. And so what prompted this show today is someone said to me, Dr. Daniels, I have thyroid nodules. I've been told they might be cancer. Should I have them biopsied? Now, I remembered way back, 1980 would be the year. Yes, 1980. And I was taught in medical school that there is no need to biopsy cancer nodules because the chances of them being cancer or thyroid nodules, the chances of cancer are just about zero. Don't worry about it. But you know what? That was 1980. things may have changed. So we've got the editorial board here. We know who's censoring our information. That's good to know. And so what we want to know then is, what is this thyroid cancer? Let's say someone's got their biopsy, and by golly, it's cancer. What does that tell us? Well, here we have cancer statistics. Again, numbers can be boring, but sometimes they're not. They're pretty interesting. So again, this is approved by the Cancer.net editorial board of January 2019. So this is pretty fresh stuff. And so this year, 52,000 adults will be diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Now, a larger number already have thyroid cancer and are living with thyroid cancer, by the way. These are just new cases. So it's the sixth most common cancer in women, and it is the most common cancer in women aged 20 to 34. And 2% of the cases occur in children and teenagers. All right. Now, until recently, thyroid cancer was the most quickly increasing cancer diagnosis in the United States. You say, oh my God, what happened? Were radio waves from outer space hitting the earth and giving people thyroid cancer? Oh my God. No, researchers believe that the reason for the increase was that new, highly sensitive tests led to increased detection of smaller cancers. So the increase in thyroid cancer was due to increased labeling of individuals, just by the way. The increase has now dropped from 7% annually to 1.5% annually. So it's still increasing. All right, so it's estimated that 2,000 deaths will occur this year. Alarm bells, right? So what's 2,000? 2,000 is about 3% of the newly diagnosed cases. But wait, you have a backlog of all kinds of people who have already been diagnosed and are living. So this 2%, so this number of deaths, which is 2,000, you have to scratch your head, it's a little bit low. But wait, it gets better. The five-year survival rate tells you what percent of people live at least 5 years after the cancer is found. Overall, the five-year survival rate for people with thyroid cancer is, wait for it, drum roll, 98%. Now, a survival rate is 98%. Can we attribute any of that survival to therapy? Listen carefully to the next sentence, and remember, this was heavily edited by doctors. All right. Survival rates are based on many factors, including the type of cancer and stage of disease. They didn't say therapy had anything to do with this. What's up with that? All right. So at no point do they claim that therapy affects outcome, the type of cancer, and stage of disease. Nevertheless, your survival rate is 98%. So your overall survival rate for an illness is 98%, then you know two things. One, you don't need to look for it, detect it, or diagnose it because, two, it should never be treated. All right. But it doesn't stop there. If the cancer is located only in the thyroid, it is called localized thyroid cancer. 2/3 of cases are diagnosed at this stage. The 5-year survival rate is greater than 99% for localized papillary, follicular, and medullary cancers. But wait, didn't we just figure out that the survival rate in 5 years for your average person walking down the street is 95.5%? And so what they have done is they've identified a super healthy population that has an intrinsic property of surviving 99% in 5 years. So the doctor with these x-rays and biopsies has identified a healthier than average segment of the population. All right. Well, he said, well, thanks, doc. I'm sorry it took all the radiation and the needles and poking and stabbing and money and personal time and suffering to figure out that I'm healthier than the average person, but appreciate that. Okay. Now, there is a small thing called anaplastic thyroid cancer. 5-year survival rate is 30%, but that's a very small percent of cancers, number one. And number two, again, therapy is not effective because survival depends on what type of cancer and stage of disease. But wait, a lot of people who get cancer, they have a question. Doc, did it spread? Has it spread to other organs? And here they tell you, if thyroid cancer is spread to other organs and tissues and the regional lymph nodes, holy crap. Do they say it's metastasized? Oh, no, no, no. They have a special terminology just for you. It is called regional thyroid cancer. But again, it is metastasized, right? Because it's spread outside of the organ thyroid of origin. The 5-year survival rate for metastasized thyroid cancer is, drum roll, greater than 99%. Whoa. So a lot of people say, oh my God, my cancer is spread. It's terrible. It's metastasized. So here's a case of cancer that has metastasized, and still it's a 99% 5-year. They didn't say 99%, greater than 99% 5-year survival rate. Again, this individual is a segment of the population that is super healthy because the average person walking down the street only has a 95.5% chance of being alive in 5 years. But this person with metastatic cancer that has spread to other areas of their body, even the lymph nodes, has a survival of greater than 99% over a 5-year period. Question. Should this be treated? I don't know. My attitude? No. 99% chance of living? Well, that's pretty darn good. I think I'll just, at the poker hand, I think I'll hold. I'm good. But not so fast. So regional thyroid cancer, greater than 99%. That's metastatic disease. Survival, 99%. Regional follicular cancer, another kind of cancer. Now there's metastatic, another cancer of thyroid. Survival rate is 96%. We're still healthier than the average person, and this person has metastatic cancer. And then they have another type of thyroid cancer, can drop as low as 91%. But again, this cancer is a very small percent of all cancers diagnosed. And then there's another anaplastic cancer. Again, a very, very small number of cancers that are diagnosed. And that survival rate is 13% over 5 years. But you put them all in a bag, shake them up, and your random chance of living 5 years, if you have thyroid cancer of any kind, we don't know, we don't care, no biopsy done, is 98%. So overall, the 5-year survival rate for people with thyroid cancer is 98%. Now, you would think, I would think, that these doctors would have checked the statistics of random death rates. Because everyone's going to die. You're going to die, right? You're going to die. So with a life expectancy in the United States, you know, in the area of 80 years, 80-something for women, high 70s for men, you're going to have a 0.9% death rate every year. And so this might not be beneficial to people to treat this particular cancer because it correlates with, well, health. All right. So it's important to remember statistics of survival rates for people with thyroid cancer are an estimate. The estimate comes from annual data based on the number of people with this cancer in the United States. And we will be back after this commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go.
No. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are talking about thyroid cancer as an example of really typically how cancers are analyzed and treated and whatever. So we've got a cancer whose five-year survival rate is higher than the five-year survival rate for the average population, the average individual in the population, just kind of walking down the street. The Cancer Society itself is very clear that survival is not determined by therapy, but instead is determined by the type of cancer and the stage at which it is diagnosed. So this is like really important to get a grip on. So the estimate comes from annual data based on the number of people with this cancer in the United States. Also, experts measure the survival statistics every 5 years. So the estimates may not show the results of better diagnosis, which means the ability to put this label on healthier and healthier people. And that causes the survival rate to become very high, right? When you start labeling healthy people, and the healthier the better, as having a particular condition, of course survival is going to go up. Or treatment available for less than 5 years. Talk with your doctor if you have questions about this information. Learn about understanding statistics. Oh, yeah. So now, the important thing to get here is, first of all, there... doing the estimates every 5 years. I mean, talk about lack of urgency, right? I mean, if this was a deadly situation, man, we got to get on this. We got to measure it and we're going to at least measure it once a year. Maybe it's a moving target. No. Measure every 5 years. You have to balance your checkbook every 5 years? Yeah, right. So this is what they have to say about the statistics. What do you want to talk about latest research? You know, I'd be interested to know the latest research on a condition whose survival is 99% over a five-year period, wouldn't you? Or 98%? Let's check it out. So on this page, you will read about the scientific research being done to learn more about thyroid cancer and how to treat it. Okay, so we have new treatments, and we can just go blah, 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 blah on these. I mean, I'll just read a few. This is the research that are being done. Some money is being spent on this research. Radio-labeled antibodies are being tested. Researchers continue to study the drugs, bendetanib and cabozantinib. Clinical trials for studying combination chemotherapy. For later stage thyroid cancer, it does not respond to radioactive iodine. Clinical trials studying several targeted therapies, like vascular endothelial growth factor inhibitors. So they're studying a cure for a disease that has a pretty high survival. New approaches are being tested for thyroid cancer that doesn't respond. Follicular anaplastic thyroid cancers of valproic acid, which is a seizure medicine, is being researched in a possible treatment. So in other words, the makers of this drug are looking for more uses for it. Okay, got that. Investigations are underway to fine-tune diagnosis, predict outcomes, blah, blah, blah. Data collection, efforts underway to create volunteer registries of people with a history of thyroid cancer. This can help doctors research this disease in the future. Participants are asked to provide information, tissue samples, blood, and urine samples. Palliative care, support care. All right, here is a huge red flag. Are you listening? Turn up your radio. Sit down so you don't fall down. Clinical trials are underway to find better ways of reducing symptoms and side effects of current thyroid cancer treatments to improve comfort and quality of life for patients. You mean there's not any research being done in symptoms and side effects of the cancer? Maybe because there aren't any symptoms or side effects of the cancer. So literally, they're doing research on two things. One, more treatments. And two, treatments for the side effects of existing treatments. Wow. Look for more about the latest research. And they tell you where to go look online about for more research that's ongoing. You know, click here and go share this with your doctor. Wow. So what's lost in all this is the individual that they have so diagnosed has a rosier, better health outcome than the average American. And if left alone, might even live longer than the average American. But no, they're doing research to pump this healthy individual full of drugs. And then they're doing more research to find ways to mitigate or lessen the discomfort of pumping this person full of drugs. This is an important thing to get a grip on. The fact that the person is healthy is pretty obvious in the fact that they're not even looking for ways to improve the symptoms of the disease because we can infer there probably are not any. So, based on this information, I guess everyone looks at this stuff differently. Oh, wait. So what kind of treatment are they suggesting you get for this condition? We're going to commercial and we will find out more after.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Daniel. Okay, so we're going to take a look. We've got a condition. We realize that the whole diagnostic, ultrasound, biopsy, ritual has identified a healthy individual. All right, so we've got this healthy individual. The question is, how do we treat this healthy individual? What is the intervention that is recommended by the standard of care? Let's take a look. Oh my gosh. Okay. New treatments. No, we don't want that. We want the old treatments. Statistics, we did that. Thyroid cancer types of treatment. On this page, we'll learn about the different treatments doctors use for people with thyroid cancer. Use the menu to see other pages. Okay, like don't miss a bit of information. Treatment overview. In many cases, a team of doctors works together to create the patient's overall treatment plan that combines different types of treatment. This is called a multidisciplinary team. So for thyroid cancer, this team may include, again, if you're not sitting down, sit down so you don't fall down. So for this healthy person, we need a surgeon, okay, cut out that thyroid, medical cancer specialist, radiation specialist, cancer specialist, a radiologist, that means an x-ray person who does not specialize in cancer, nuclear medicine physician, that means a radiologist who specializes in using radioactive materials, and endocrinologist, that means a person who specializes in different endocrine glands. Okay. The cancer care team includes a variety of other healthcare professionals. Oh my God, it's not the end of the list. There's more. Physical assistant, a cancer nurse, social workers, a pharmacist, counselors, dietitians, speech therapists, and others. Why do you need a speech therapist? Because I get to be cutting you up. You may not be speaking straight. So all this for this healthy person. And we are employing, even if we just take one person from each specialty, oh, and others, but at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, at least 13 different individuals, all of whom are licensed by the government, by the way. Yes. So thyroid cancer is commonly treated by one or a combination of treatments. In other words, at no point is it not treated, okay? So it's treated by one or more treatments. Descriptions of common types of treatments used for thyroid cancer are listed below, followed by an outline of common cancer treatments given by stage of disease. So we don't need to worry about the stages because we know the overall survival is 98% in 5 years. All right. Treatment options and recommendations depend on several factors, including type and stage of cancer. That makes sense. Possible side effects? Huh? Well, I thought that the therapy was going to help. So what about what is the side effects matter? Patient's preferences? Well, wait a minute. Where does patient preference come into it if this therapy is so important and curative? And patient's general health. So in other words, whatever you can tolerate and whatever you will let them do to you, that's what they do. All right. How scientific is that? Sounds to me like the witch doctor in a primitive culture trying to convince a believer or a non-believer to submit to the fire. In other words, being burned. All right. So take time to learn about your treatment options and be sure to ask questions about things that are unclear. Talk with your healthcare team about the goals of each treatment and what you can expect while receiving the treatment. These types of talks are called shared decision-making. Shared decision-making is when you and your doctors work together to choose treatments that fit the goals of your care. What are the goals of the care? What could the goals possibly be when you have a 98% survival situation? All right. So cancer treatment is often selected based on guidelines that have been recommended by a panel of expert physicians. Although most thyroid cancer is curable, there can be different opinions in how to treat thyroid cancer, particularly regarding combination of treatments used and the timing of when treatments are done. Patients are encouraged to seek a second opinion before starting treatment because they should be comfortable with the treatment plan they choose and should ask about clinical trials. And no point here is even the option of refusing therapy even mentioned. So let's take a look at these options. Well, you can have surgery. Lobectomy. That means you just cut out part of the thyroid. The thyroid that has the lobe or part with the cancerous nodule. Put it in the trash. All right. Then a near total thyroidectomy, also called subtotal. This surgery is to remove all but a small part of the thyroid gland. So you take a bit or you take a bigger bit. Or total thyroidectomy, this surgery removes the entire thyroid gland. All right. And they have different surgical techniques. They have the standard where they cut you open, make a slit, take it out. Got it. Endoscopic. They take peekaboo, it's kind of like reaching under a sheet and taking it out. And it's a smaller cut. And robotic thyroidectomy, the surgeon makes an incision elsewhere, such as an armpit, the hairline, the neck, mouth, or the chest, and then uses a robotic tool to perform the thyroidectomy. Get this. Robotic thyroidectomy is not a recommended surgery for thyroid cancer. All right. In other words, we've had such devastating results with this, we don't recommend it. Why is it even mentioned? I don't know. Not all surgical options are recommended for all patients. Okay. Hormone treatment. In my opinion, this is the most devastating treatment. Patients who are treated with surgery usually require thyroid hormone therapy. In addition to replacing the hormone that is needed by the body, the thyroid hormone medication may slow down the growth of remaining differentiated cancer cells. So they do that, they just give you a thyroid supplement to suppress the actions of your own thyroid. And this also is a hint as to what was really going on when you think you have Hashimoto's and you accept thyroid supplementation for what you think is Hashimoto's. it basically suppresses and knocks out your thyroid gland. Now, so that's one therapy. Another therapy is radioactive iodine therapy. And the thyroid absorbs almost all the iodine that enters the body. Therefore, a type of radiation therapy called radioactive iodine can find and destroy thyroid cells not removed by surgery. In other words, it destroys normal thyroid cells as well. And it also destroys those that have spread beyond the thyroid gland. But we know, we just read the other part of their website, that the cells that spread beyond the thyroid gland are harmless. A 99% survival rate. Well, let the cells hang out wherever they spread to. Like, I'm cool with that. I mean, that's just me. Do your own research, bet whatever you think, then that's what you should do. All right, so radioactive iodine treatment is an option for some people with different types of thyroid cancer. It's given in liquid or pill form. In preparation for radioactive therapy, patients usually asked to follow a low iodine diet for 3 weeks. And patients will be asked to either stop taking thyroid hormone replacement pills temporarily or to receive injections of recombinant, that's GMO, TSH, while taking the hormone replacement. If the hormone therapy is stopped during the preparation period, the patient will likely experience the side effects of underactive thyroid gland. It's important to discuss the possible short-term and long-term effects of irradiating your thyroid with your doctor. On the first day, patients may experience nausea and vomiting, in certain circumstances, pain and swelling, and sometimes the salivary gland may swell. Of course, this is painful. May result in xerostomia, which is dry mouth, and it might cause infertility, the inability to have a child, especially in men, and women shouldn't get pregnant. And this is like not sounding very good for a condition with a 99% survival rate. It's like, excuse me, why? Just go ahead and survive. Then, of course, there's external beam radiation therapy and more drugs, like chemotherapy. All right. So all this they recommend for a cancer that has a 99% survival rate. So the question you got to ask is, why bother? So physical, emotional, and social effects of cancer. Thyroid cancer and its treatment cause physical symptoms and side effects, as well as emotional, social, and financial effects. In other words, we're friggin' going to bankrupt you. Don't worry. Get ready. Here it comes. Managing all these effects is called palliative care or supportive care. It's an important part of your care. It is included along with treatments intended to slow, stop, or eliminate the cancer. Palliative care focuses on improving how you feel during treatment by managing symptoms and supporting patients and their families with other non-medical needs. Any person, regardless of age, type, stage of cancer, may receive this type of care. And often it works best when it's started right after a cancer diagnosis. People who receive palliative care along with treatment for the cancer often have less severe symptoms, better quality of life, and report they are more satisfied with treatment. In other words, regardless of the outcome. So, the treatment options. Again, the question is, what is the treatment goal? And this is never mentioned. It's everyone's different treatment goals, so we don't know what the treatment goals are. A remission is when cancer cannot be detected in the body and there are no symptoms. This may be called having no evidence of disease or NED. Remission may be temporary or permanent. This uncertainty causes many people to worry the cancer will come back. And so what they're looking for here then is a chemical cure, no presence of cancer cells. Now, never mind, the condition is harmless. So what's a person to think? Well, what's obvious here is the more cancers you can find that have a 99% five-year survival, the more effective and beneficial cancer therapy can appear. And so the goal then would be to find as many cancers as possible that have a survival rate higher than the general population. So you want to get people whose chances of surviving 5 years are phenomenal, and label them as cancer. And then when you average them in with all the other people who have a condition whose survival rate is low, then the averaging shows an improvement in cancer therapies, which of course is statistical. Just by diluting the sick population with more healthy people, you end up with numbers showing that cancer survival is increasing. So that is one very important thing. The next thing that happens is when you label these healthy people with a label called cancer, then you can see the financial economic activity is just stunning. It's stunning. And you, depending on a person's resources, you can really hit the jackpot like a major pinata. So getting caught up in this process is financially and socially devastating. They even tell you so. That's why they have a social worker to help you handle all the social problems that they're about to create for you. So the moral of the story is that metastatic cancer is often harmless. So we had metastatic thyroid cancer spread beyond the thyroid gland, and a 5-year survival rate more than 99%. Amazing. And so what is happening then in the cancer industry is methods of detecting cancer are becoming more sensitive and detecting people who have a condition that would never be life-threatening. And those people who are detected and so labeled are receiving, you know, the full $70,000, $100,000 a year treatment and really being financially ruined. So the reason for financial ruin due to medical intervention is that the medical intervention is not beneficial, number one. Number two, people who have no benefit, who are basically healthy, are receiving very expensive interventions. And that money might be better spent on a Disney vacation. It might be better spent on a Caribbean vacation. It might be better spent, giving it to the grandkids. So this is what is creating intense poverty in the United States, to say nothing of shortening life expectancy. Even something as non-medical appearing as the heroin epidemic starts with the doctor prescribing narcotics in a situation where the narcotics serve only to create an addiction. So what is a person to do? What is a person to do? Since the survival rate for cancer is not dependent on therapy, then the answer, of course, is don't seek therapy for cancer. In fact, don't even seek the diagnosis. Pretty much all cancer screening has been declared by the United States Task Force on Disease Prevention as being of limited benefit, read, no benefit. So I say, go live your life. Walk up and down hills with rocks in your backpack, or fight for the closest parking space at the air-conditioned gym, or whatever it is you want to do with your life, go do it. And don't spend a minute on cancer screening tests. They are designed to declare you ill, especially if you're healthy. So with that, we're going to go check out the chat room. Michigan Goy says, will turpentine make white power again? I don't know. I don't understand the question, but I don't know. Okay. All right, let's go check out Facebook. Yay, check out Facebook. Yvonne says, what does it mean if you have a growth on your esophagus? This person has acid reflux. She started using the fennel seed, and the feeling that she has had of pain and discomfort has gone away. I'm chewing on fennel seeds and drinking water. I say, good job. Job done. So the growth on the esophagus may actually be meaningless. Yeah, that would be that. Renee says, oh, man, I love clean cut truth. Thank you. You're welcome, Renee. Renee, you may also like our home study course, so check it out. There's a link here in the in Facebook. Beverly says, Beverly says, I am at the end of my third bottle of Vitality Capsule and want to report they have helped my constipation more than anything I've tried. I will place a new order today. Thank you for providing a solution to something that I have struggled with for many years. Beverly, you are welcome. So Shamir says, Dr. Nance, what's the best way to help a senior with asthma? She gets it whenever it rains and it's very humid. Again, it doesn't really matter what her age is. The problem is she's got a dietary issue. She needs to address it. The simplest or most obvious or most frequent would be dairy products and processed foods. So she's just got to, there's not a shortcut here. She's got to do the work, get it done. That would be the start. And of course, pooping three times a day with Vitality Capsules dumps all the crap that flares up in the damp water. Renee says, Parkinson's is showing up all around me. What the heck? How to help them? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Renee, you ran right by it. So what's causing all this Parkinson's? The answer is all of the psychiatric medications that are being given are causing the Parkinson's. So obviously the first thing is to get these folks off their psych meds. So Gloria says, anyone taking the extra strength capsules? If so, does it burn slightly when you poop? Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. It varies from person to person. Kitty says, how to get around vaccinations when traveling to another country? First of all, Kitty, you have to start with the United States. If you live in the United States, 100% of travel vaccinations are optional. You don't have to take any of them. If you're not starting with the United States, you got a problem. For example, I'm starting in Panama. So because of Panama's political position in the world, if you are living in Panama, then you are absolutely obligated to get certain vaccines when you travel. There are ways to get around them, but I'm not at liberty to discuss them here on this show. That kind of information I saved for my the monthly membership. You may want to check that out. And the link is here in here on Facebook. It's the Healing with Dr. Daniels, the Health Accelerator course. Okay. Okay. So Shamir says, can you mix extra strength and regular Vitality Capsules? Yes, you can, and many people do. Amber says, my kid's dad has severe edema from the waist down for the past 2 weeks. He's about to lose his job. He doesn't return to work in the next week. He went through the emergency room 2 weeks ago, was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and got lisinopril and Lasix to take. Needless to say, none of it helped him. What could we do to help him? He needs a discovery session. That man needs a serious talk, and he's going to have to change his ways. Nicole says, my brother has an ascending aortic aneurysm, 4.8 millimeters. That's pretty darn small, Nicole. Yes, and doctors should not operate a 4.8 millimeter aneurysm, and the doctors agreed. With a beta blocker help, he's refusing meds, and he suggests he's 63. Yeah, there's some suggestions. Give that boy some cowfoot soup. And that should stop his aneurysm issue. If I eat calf liver a few times a week, do I still need to take B vitamins? That's a good question. The answer is probably not, but you would need the discipline to eat calf liver a few times a week, like 3 or 4 times a week. Donna says, I am feeling so duped, having been diagnosed with Hashimoto's over 30 years ago. Yep, Donna, gotta do your own research. Yep, research. Chante says, can I substitute Epsom salt with something else when doing my liver flush? It would be better to do it with the Epsom salt at least the first time around, but what you can do is sometimes you can get away with using the Epsom salts only 2 times instead of 4 times. The goal is just to get those stones out. Sandra says, I tell my husband that this new implemented healthcare is going to bankrupt us if we're not careful. Huh! Careful? It will bankrupt you if you are careful. It will bankrupt you if you are careful. You have to be more than careful. You have to be fastidious. What does it mean, fastidious? Fastidious means thorough, complete, total. So what happened to me was I had your attitude, and I immediately saw that paying health insurance premiums was not a good thing for me or my children, so I dropped my health insurance. Phew, not paying the back then, this is like, not more than 20 years ago. It was 25 years ago, almost 30 years ago. Yeah, 25, 30 years ago. So economically, it was a major help to our family just not having health insurance, number one. But number two, I decided I was only going to get health care that was necessary, only, you know, not very much. So I ended up getting surgery for what my doctor diagnosed as a bowel obstruction, only to find there was nothing wrong. He opened me up, everything was fine. And then I realized I had been had and deceived, that I had gone through trauma, 8 weeks off of work, which for me was $160,000 down the tubes, right? No, I'm sorry, $40,000 down the tubes. Then I paid cash for the surgery. I was able to negotiate a discount because I paid cash. But I realized that that attitude had cost me $45,000, to say nothing of extreme pain. And then I had made the very difficult but firm decision that I would not ever, under any circumstances, get surgery, no matter how necessary it appeared. People could tell me, the doctor could tell me, he's done all these tests. Look, look, you're going to die, you're going to die. Get this surgery, no, no, no. And I would regard him the same way I would a used car salesman, and I would say, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll get back to you on that. And even more, I took another step. I would not get any screening test done. I would not go into a hospital. I would not call an ambulance. And just those simple decisions have created for me an incredible amount of time that I have to enjoy myself, to do things I like, to remain physically active. To not, I don't have a lot of financial pressure because I don't have, I'm not getting screening tests done that detect conditions like this thyroid disease for me to spend $70,000 a year on for stuff I don't need. It's only going to make me sicker. So since I'm totally out of that loop, there's absolutely no chance of financial ruin. And all of my friends or anyone who might ever be called or be aware of a health condition I might have understands that under no circumstances are they to call an ambulance or take me to a hospital or do anything like that. So with that in mind, there is zero chance of any financial ruin. Plus, I don't have health insurance, of any financial ruin. And so you have to, being careful is not enough because all the medical industrial complex needs is just a little nose under the tent, just a little entry point, and it'll explode before you know it and suck up all your financial resources. So being careful is not enough. You have to be firm, firm-minded, and have a firm hand and make some serious decisions and stick with them. A lot of people are not willing to do that. I get that. I understand. And that's okay. Jamila says, great show, thanks. What are your thoughts about eating unfertilized quail eggs? What are the benefits of eating? So, again, at my age, 62, can't go halfway, got to go all the way. So if